So here's the situation. Jay used to be the manager of a team of software developers. We decided that we would need to expand our testing capabilities, so we moved Jay over to a role of testing manager. Now, this is a pretty new area, but Jay's got experience testing, and he's a really experienced leader. I've noticed lately, though, that Jay just seems frustrated and not as engaged as he used to be. In meetings, he used to offer opinions, he used to offer solutions to problems, and now he just kind of sits back. I see him sighing, he kind of puts his hands behind his head and sort of looks around when others are talking. He just doesn't seem engaged. I've noticed this is a pattern. It hasn't happened just once. It's really been ongoing ever since we announced this change. His role hasn't officially started yet, so I'm not quite sure what to suspect. I think he's just going through some growing pains. He maybe doesn't really want to move into this role. I don't know what's up, but I need to talk to him about it. Hey Jay, thanks for popping in. I've just noticed lately that in the last few meetings, maybe the last 3 weeks or so, you just don't seem as engaged as you used to be. I see you kind of looking around the room. You're not offering comments, especially when Bob is presenting his scenarios. You and Bob used to always kind of go back and forth, and you challenge him a little bit, and we've got some really good dialogue going. I'm curious. I'm wondering if it's to do with the new change in your role switch. So what's going on?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. I have felt kind of disconnected here, and I mean, I think I with Sherry in charge of the group now and leading those directions, and I'm working on this new testing stuff, which I know is important. I agree, and I think there's a lot that we can do with it there, but I just feel kind of like the group is moving on and making decisions, and that I'm not really part of it anymore.
Yeah, I can see that. Sherry has a really different style than you. She's got a different background. I can see how that could be kind of frustrating.
Yeah, some of the priorities or the things that she wants to move forward with are things that I would have come about it from a different direction. So I just don't want to, that's her role, it's her responsibility now, and I don't want to, be a thorn in her side and create conflicts on something I might disagree with.
I can really appreciate that. You've got really good institutional knowledge. Have you, how, if you and Sherry were to get together and you could share some of your thoughts, what do you think about that? How might that work?
Well, I guess I've been thinking about this some. I think I would need your help or to approach her, because I don't want her to think I'm going over her head or something. But I think that the new test group, I think a lot of people think they just write the software and then throw it over the wall to the test group. And I think to get supportable software and to do it right, that the test group has to be involved with some of the initial decisions and be involved. So I'm not quite sure how to finesse that, but I think that I and the new group has to have a say in the product development, even if it might be a little bit orthogonal to the way Sherry was thinking of developing things. I'm not quite sure to how to approach her with that.
Well, let's just throw out some ideas. I know that I get together with Sherry. We get together pretty much weekly. Would you think it would be appropriate for you to join us at the next meeting? I could check with her to make sure that's okay, and maybe we can talk about this. Talk about ways that maybe gaps she sees in her knowledge or in how she wants to run it, and maybe if I set an agenda or if we set an agenda so that Sherry knows exactly why you're there, what do you think about that? You think that might work?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not quite sure, like I said, who makes the call on that. I guess that eventually would bubble up to you to make sure that we do it. But I mean, I feel kind of out of the loop, and I think being back in and having some input in some things I think is important to the project.
Great. So I'll include you on that meeting invite. I'll take care of talking with Sherry, making sure that that's okay. And maybe what you can do is pull together some ideas of some things that you might want to share with her. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I can do that.
Great. Thanks for your time, Jay. I really appreciate it. I think that conversation went okay. Jay seemed like he really needed to get some of that stuff that was in his head out and just talk about it and try to understand why he was frustrated. I was tempted to interrupt a few times to start to problem solve with him, and I'm glad I didn't. When we did start to problem solve, though, I wish I had done a little bit more brainstorming. I leaped right away to having him work with Sherry, and while I think that's going to be a good thing for them to get together, there may have been another solution in there somewhere else. Next time, I'll try to do a little bit more brainstorming with him.